Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, attorneys make closing arguments in the trial of Colin Gray. Lakin Riley's father sues the University System of Georgia over her death. And Senator Raphael Warnock says people in social circle aren't prepared for an ICE detention center in their city.
I'll tell you something else they didn't vote for. They didn't vote for potential boil water advisories or sewer overflows.
Today is Monday, March 2nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Congress is set to vote on a war powers resolution today that would restrain President Donald Trump's attack on Iran without congressional approval. U.S. Senator John Ossoff says Trump shouldn't have acted without the consent of Congress.
The president has launched this regime change war without an explanation to the American people, without clearly stated objectives, without evidence of imminent threat.
Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Buddy Carter, who is challenging Ossoff for his Senate seat, says Trump acted within the law.
The world is safer today than it was 2 days ago. No question about it. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The president can authorize some military action without congressional approval, but Congress is the only branch that can declare war. Attorneys made their closing arguments in an unprecedented court case this afternoon in the Barrow County trial of Colin Gray, the father of suspected Appalachian high school shooter Colt Gray. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Attorneys on both sides made their cases one final time to a jury from neighboring Hall County. Now, jurors are left to decide whether Gray is guilty or not guilty of more than 24 charges, including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. They could also find Gray guilty of lesser charges. Prosecutor Patricia Brooks outlined why Gray is facing these specific charges and why the jury should find him guilty.
That man was the one person who could have prevented this mass shooting. He was the one man who ensured that Cole Gray had the tools he needed to commit mass murder.
It's unclear when the jury may return their verdict or when Gray would be sentenced if he's found guilty. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock met with city leaders in Social Circle today to hear their concerns about the planned ICE detention center there. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Warnock's tour began at Social Circle's over half a century old water treatment plant, where city leaders explained neither the law nor their infrastructure will permit them to meet the water needs of the ICE detention center when it effectively triples the city population. Later, at a press conference at the detention center site, watched over by armed guards and unmarked cars, Warnock said he'd heard residents who voted for President Trump say they didn't vote for a detention center in their backyard.
I'll tell you something else they didn't vote for. They didn't vote for potential boil water advisories or sewer overflows.
Now, Warnock says he's proposed an amendment to stop the detention center, which will come up this week when the Senate resumes debate on Department of Homeland Security funding. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Social Circle.
Lakin Riley's father has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia. Jason Riley is accusing the state university system of negligence that led to his daughter's death more than 2 years ago. Jose Ibarra was convicted of murder and other charges in her death. The lawsuit alleges officials failed to warn people on campus after Ibarra tried to enter a student's on-campus apartment shortly before her killing. It also alleges the board failed to monitor criminal activity on campus. A Board of Regents spokesperson said the board does not comment on pending litigation. An Albany-based organization that provides services to seniors in 14 counties plans to close its only building this week. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports the move completes a gradual shift for the Southwest Georgia Council on Aging.
Like 11 other such councils across the state, the Southwest Georgia Council has been moving away from providing direct services. Instead, it's partnering with local nonprofits to handle caregiving, case management, and other needs for seniors. Executive Director Izzy Sadler says they're now selling their building in Albany to nearby Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital.
The programming in that building is mostly exercise classes, education classes, and that's a very small part of what we do. The core of our programming really is home-delivered meals, nutrition programs, making sure that we have services in our seniors' homes.
She says the council will be able to fund more services without the building's costly overhead. The hospital plans to renovate it for medical residency programs, helping to address the region's doctor shortage. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
A community meeting is planned for this evening in Gwinnett County on a proposed housing development near an animal sanctuary. A developer is looking to build 280 homes near the Yellow River Wildlife Sanctuary. Middleburg Communities has asked the county to rezone nearly 30 acres for a mixed residential development. The property would be a few hundred feet from the sanctuary, which houses about 150 rescued animals. Opponents worry about the impact of the development on the operations of the sanctuary. Grandparents raising their grandchildren due to absentee parents are eligible for a year of support and intervention through a program at Georgia State University's School of Public Health. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Patricia Lawrence leads Project Healthy Grandparents at Georgia State. She says access to four main community services is designed to help caretakers as well.
The intervention, like I said, is comprised of home visits by social workers, monthly home visits, monthly home visits by nurses when it's appropriate, because a lot of grandparents, when they do take over the grandchildren's care, often neglect their own health.
All the grandchildren are screened for developmental, educational, and behavioral challenges. Those with delays, especially under five, collaborate with the Emory Neurodevelopmental Exposure Clinic. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta-based children's clothing maker Carter's reported fourth quarter profit of more than $64 million. For the year, the company reported a nearly $92 million profit. The company's leaders say part of last year was spent responding to significant tariffs, adding that the Supreme Court's striking down of many of the president's tariffs will be, quote, net positive for the company. And that is a wrap for Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. A lot of news coming your way this week, and you won't want to miss a thing. Subscribing is a way to help you remember to check in with what's going on in Georgia. And if you've got feedback or a story suggestion, something we should be covering, let us know by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.